The Sonoran Desert in northwestern Mexico. This arid expanse is one of the last barriers migrants face before crossing to the United States. In many cases, it's also a place where migrants are never seen or heard from again. Ana Enamorado is here in search of her son, Oscar, a migrant from Honduras who went missing in Mexico in 2010. La desaparición
de las personas migrantes. The disappearance of migrants is invisible. Society and authorities don't want to accept that there are thousands of migrants who disappeared in Mexican territory.
The search for those who have gone missing has led to the formation of an international collective of families. Their commitment is to leave no stone unturned and raise awareness to the plight of disappeared migrants. It's an exhausting effort, and in a country where thousands go missing every year, those who search say support from the Mexican government is lacking.
Governments need to pay more attention to the topic of migrants, because migrants suffer a great deal, and we as mothers also suffer, knowing that our children have been lost here.
Hundreds of migrants go missing in the Sonoran Desert every year. Experts say the high rate of disappearances is linked to organized criminal networks, high levels of violence, and corruption. The extent of this crisis isn't lost on government leaders, though Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has created a national search commission to launch more effective searches. Critics say the government's resources and manpower are severely limited. According to recent Mexican government statistics, of the more than 1,600 missing persons cases in 2020, not a single one made it to court, pointing to another major obstacle toward curbing disappearances: impunity. The search brigade for missing persons in Sonora has attracted families of migrants from across Latin America. Today, they're looking for clues at a municipal dump. They hope one of the dozens of people sorting through the garbage and debris might offer a lead, and with it, a chance at finding a missing person still alive.
Since the first day my son disappeared, I began searching for him. I've searched all of Mexico. In the 12 years of searching with the Mesoamerican migrant movement, I've had the fortune of finding people alive. We've found more than 300 people alive.
The number of missing persons in Mexico is fast approaching 100,000, and search brigades led by families now take place all across the country in what feels like a never-ending search for the disappeared. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.